And so for those who, you know, text and say, we don't want guns in school, vote no, I have the privilege of having read it from, you know, page one to the end and heard the questions in the debate. So I was able to very comfortably say that that was a good thing. Specific licenses or training you had to have before your school district could say, we believe you should be someone who has a firearm. And then there would be required regular training with law enforcement. And the district could choose which law enforcement. If you're a rural school district, you might want to work with your sheriff. If you were Bartlesville, you might work with the Bartlesville Police Department. Now, Bartlesville has an excellent school security program. Resource officers, I know they train, I know they do simulations. Mrs. Eichelberry is in charge of that. Mm-hmm. And so I know that is a very well-developed program. But we have rural school districts in Oklahoma where law enforcement is not close by. And so in order to allow them to best protect themselves, this bill was adopted. But remember, it's discretionary. Nobody has to do it. And only certain school personnel would even be qualified to be considered. Mm-hmm. And then their district would say, would you do this for us? And would appoint them. I don't remember if the bill spoke to it, but we would assume somebody said, why isn't the training just standardized? Because you need to know the footprint of your campus. Mm-hmm. You're going to work with your law enforcement. You know, here are the exits, here are the things we need to plan for. And that would not be standard across, 535 school districts.